WLER, Butler, Cranberry is the rock station. 97.7, The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the rock station. 97.7.
Welcome to our Grassroots Show here tonight on the rock station. 97.7. I'm Bob Cupp, along with Utah Burgess of Shady Lady Productions. Utah, how you doing?
Doing pretty good, Bob.
Got local music to talk about. Got local musicians to talk to. Got a local event to talk about. And by the time this show ends, I'm sure you're going to be getting geared up to go sit your fanny down at PNC Park.
Absolutely. Bucko season is finally underway.
Yeah, how about that?
We'll get to more of that in a minute.
Yeah. Well, we excitedly announced Friday on our morning show that the Band Jam is going to feature again Meat Hook for the second year in a row. They made their debut last year, and they're on this year. And we want to thank Meat Locker Recording Studios for sponsoring our program. They're our first segment sponsor, so we had to make sure we mentioned that Jim Harpell and his band are going to be at Band Jam this year.
Yep, looking forward to it. Yeah, they crushed it last year. They just came out and wow, yeah, it was awesome.
Yep, so they'll be there and you should be too. Go to thebandjam.com for more information on that. We'll talk more about that later on in the show as well. Going to have a gentleman named Chip Dominick visiting with us here this evening and talk about a new venture he has called Chip and the Charge Ups. And we'll talk about the transition he has had because that is a name and a musician you have heard many, many times on this show and on the rock station 97.7. But I have a very special event that has been going on for a number of years that has had a little transition that is coming up next weekend. And Utah, I know you've been a part of it as far as a musician and Shady Lady Productions supporting the Ryan's Run event.
Yeah, and it's climbed aboard the Rock Done Right tour train as well. So they've been a part of that here for a couple, 3 years now. And excited to have them back again. That's L's for Athletes, presented by Ryan's Run.
One of the Rock Done Right's tour stops. And, of course, there'll be another one coming up in just about a month from the first one. And that'll be in downtown Butler in a special opportunity for you to see a number of services that are available for community help and be some music. And that's going to be housed right in downtown Butler first part of May, right along what, Main Street?
Yeah, they're closing off part of Main Street. And it's the Butler County Recovery and Resources Block Party. So there'll be all kinds of nonprofit organizations that offer services throughout Butler County, as well as some food and craft vendors and live music. So come on down, check it out.
And that's what the Rock Done Right Tour is all about, supporting local causes, supporting local music. And first up is the transition of Ryan's Run, presenting Ales for Athletes next Saturday. Scott Dittman is with us, and that's coming up next Saturday. And a little twist this year in the name and, I guess, the concept, huh?
Yeah, we changed things up. It's been 6 years we've done Ryan's Run in honor of my brother-in-law, who passed away. He had Down syndrome and benefited greatly from Butler County Special Olympics. So we started Ryan's Run, you know, to honor him and try to give back to a program that was so good to him and gave him so many great memories. And, you know, we had 6 years of that. We had poker, you know, poker run and live music and food and, you know, a big party at the end of it. And obviously there's certain aspects of that we don't want to get rid of, mainly mm-hmm. for me, food and the live music and all that good stuff and the party. So, yeah, this year we decided to change it up. We're going to do a program called Ales for Athletes. So we got in touch with some of the local breweries in Butler County, and, you know, they jumped at the chance to get on board. And it's going to be all in-house this year. We won't be driving around and putting people on the roads. We're all going to show up at the Vagabond Center on April 6th and, you know, all you can eat, all you can drink, and great live music all day, raffles, auctions, all that good stuff still there.
Still raising money for Butler County Special Olympics.
Absolutely, every dime of it.
Money stays here.
Yeah, great cause. Yeah, absolutely.
Fantastic. And very timely. You know, I mean, it's okay to change something up, especially something that has worked so well, but boy, everybody seems to be about the local breweries now, so
right.
You're tying that right in to attract people.
Yeah, it's something, you know, everyone seems to, the breweries around here are flourishing. And at the end of the day, I mean, when you look at it, the value of what we're able to offer for this, thanks to the generosity of these breweries and our other donors, I mean, you're looking at $40 for all you can eat, all you can drink from six different breweries. Well, five breweries and the Butler Area Society of Homebrewers.
Go Bash.
Go Bash, right? So I think there's 10 homebrewers coming to this?
Yeah, we got about 10. My Holy Ale is all bottled up and ready to go right now.
So we're going to have some awards for them to try to give back to that, you know, give them a little recognition for whoever brings the best overall, and we can get into that a little bit as well. But
holy hell.
But yeah, it's you know, 40 bucks for the food that's provided there. I mean, we've got stuffed chicken breast and pulled pork and a nacho bar, and you know, and so much more than that. And it's from the same folks that do Simply Catered, which just opened recently down here in Butler. Mm-hmm. Their food's incredible. So as you can tell, I love food. I keep talking about it. But, yeah, I mean, all that for 40 bucks. And we do have an option for general admission. If someone's not into craft beer but they want to support the cause, you know, they can come for $25, still get all you can eat. You can BYOB that way. And, you know, still have access to all the raffles and auctions and obviously the live music, you know,
yeah.
Things like that.
Yeah. So. Well, I know this has always contained one of the bigger raffles and auctions as part of the festivities. That's not changing, right?
Right, yeah. We have a basket raffle unlike, and every year I start getting a little nervous right towards the end, you know, and hey, if anyone out there wants to throw a basket, that's great. We love to have them. You know, you get close to the event and you're like, oh, is it going to be as good as it was last year? And every year, you know, we've got baskets are $120, $150. I mean, we have some, obviously, that are lesser than that, and they're great as well, but the sheer number of them and the quality of them is insane. The generosity of the community across the entire event and all aspects of it has been great for the last six and now 7 years.
And the live auction is a total blast as well. And speaking of Simply Catered, you had one of those up for sale last year.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, last
year. They auctioned that off. That was a lot of fun. And I know who bought it, and the food is excellent.
Yeah,
let me tell you that. We had a great little party in the backyard. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, this year we have Missing Links Brewery has already stepped up for the live auction event, and they've taken it to the next level even already. They've offered a full a cooked hog brought to your location with six beers of your choice from their taps. And all the picnic sides for up to 50 people. So we're going to be live auctioning a pig party with beer, with picnic sides for up to 50 people. It's $1,500 value just right out of the gate, and they didn't even bat an eye. They're like, oh, yeah, we'll do that. And I mean, you know, it's that kind of generosity that we're seeing across the board that we can't possibly thank you know, the community enough for those kinds of things.
It's incredible. So, incredible. Yeah.
And they're helping promote the event, too, very well, too, mm-hmm. Missing Links. So that's an awesome thing. You can get tickets there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they even, you know, to come to your place and do it for you, I mean, that you know, when you first posted that, I saw that pop up on Facebook a while back, right when it happened, and I was blown away. You know, so it shows you what this community is all about, and it shows you the cause that people want to get behind in Butler County Special Olympics.
Right. So. And, you know, given some of the most recent political threats to some of the funding of Special Olympics, it just shows how reliant these programs are on private funding and private donations, such as, you know, we're looking to gain here. But yeah, for that, for just one more thing on that, I mean, I have a daughter who's graduating high school this year, so I'm eyeballing that big party as her graduation. I was like, well, that'll be easy. I'll just get that and have them come take care of everything, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been great.
What's the date of that?
Mid-June, I think. I have to double-check with her. She's the boss right now. So,
now, who else is going to be there? You said Missing Links, Bash. Who are some of the other
groups? North Country Brewery's there. Recon Brewery's there. Shoe Brew is going to be there. And one that's working on their brick and mortar right now is Union Brothers, that's down in the same area as Shoe Brew, down that way.
Okay.
They're coming as well. So we've got six lined up. I believe I had all six listed in there.
Yeah.
And then we have, for live music, we have Noble Hops Band. We always happy to have them. And Darren and Craig, who many have seen at Recon and other places locally here. Great acoustic music. You know, it's stuff that... It's you know, sometimes people think, oh, it's acoustic music, you're just going to be sitting back. Both of those crews set it up a little bit. There's going to be people dancing, you know.
It's perfect to drink beer too.
Yeah.
Music to drink beer by.
Music and drink beer, but yeah, especially after a couple craft brews, I'm thinking people will be up dancing no matter what. So
Vagabond Hall in Lindora, it is Saturday night, April 6th, 5 to 9. Great setting for that. And how do they get tickets? I don't expect everybody to want to maybe to have a walk up, because after they hear it here tonight, they're going to need their tickets, right?
Yeah, it is a limited seating event. We're about two-thirds of the way sold out already, which for an event in this area is actually really good. So we're not thinking that the doors are going to be open super long on the day of, if at all. But you can get tickets at Recon Brewery or at Missing Links Brewery. You can also go – those are for the VIP tickets. So those would be the $40 tickets for all you can eat and all you can drink craft beer as well. You can get VIP and general or general admission or and general admission if you have your DD. And again, the general admission is $25, and that, you know, that includes BYOB. Either one, you can bring BYOB. But you can get those tickets on showclicks.com, which is showclix.com, and just search Ales for Athletes there, and you can find it. You can also, if you can't make it to the event, you can make a donation through ShowClicks as well, which we've had some folks doing, which is great to see. You know, they can't even come out and enjoy it, but they're like, hey, you know, I'll throw a couple bucks here or there. You know, it's always nice to have that support as well.
That's awesome. And you can find it on Facebook as well, Ryan's Run. Yep. You can follow along on anything and prepare to be there.
Yeah.
Going to be a great evening. Well, congratulations on the new angle. It's really exciting, and I think this is really going to take off for you. Yeah. Just like you haven't had it needed it to take off, but for something to change like this, you got an exciting new angle to it.
Yeah, we want to adapt before we need to adapt. Yeah. Right? It's start to recognize, you know, and we didn't see any loss of enthusiasm for what we had. But, you know, you get to a certain point and you kind of look around, you're like, I know I'm feeling like doing something different. Mm-hmm. And despite the success, I'm like, yeah, you know what? It's time. Let's change it up. And 6-7 years from now, who knows? You know, who knows what we'll be doing?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have those skateboards that don't need wheels or something by then. We can do something with that.
Where's my jetpack?
Yeah. Back to the future stuff.
Right. Yeah. It is, again, April 6th, 5 to 9. Be there. Vagabond Center in Lindora. Ales for Athletes to benefit Butler County Special Olympics, presented by Ryan's Run. Scott, good to have you in here tonight, and best of luck with it. Continued great work.
Thanks so much.
Well, it certainly sounds like another fantastic year for Ryan's Run, the Ales for Athletes in particular. Hope you'll support the cause and get out and see some local music and see some local friends, too. And I think you'll probably have a few local brews.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're interested in donating a basket or something, you can drop that off at Dittman Eye Care or one of the Helping Butler County locations. You can find Helping Butler County on Facebook. Shady Lady Productions, where we're located, is one of the drop-off points. But you can get on there and drop that off or hit them up on Facebook and make arrangements. So they're looking for things to raffle.
All right. Enjoy the weekend next weekend. We're going to visit with Chip Dominick coming up and find out about Chip and the Charge-Ups. But first, a little bit of music, and going to play a tune by a gentleman out of the Pittsburgh area that I understand has been writing a lot of songs and has a special affinity to it. Have an old friend that's been a longtime musician from many, many moons ago named Walt Maddox, who dropped this off to the studios. He said, man, you got to take a listen to this cat. And he's got a song called Me, and we're going to spin it for you. Mark Byers from Pittsburgh, the song called Me.
All right, sounds good. And since we mentioned previously that the Bucko season is underway and tomorrow is the home opener, I say we throw on some Ven Valasek and his song, We've Been Waiting 20 Years.
And hopefully no more.
and I'm gonna love who I wanna love, and I'm gonna sing what I wanna sing.
That we won. An artsy manager back then, two penny bubble gum. Three Rivers was the ballpark for the steel producing land. Yes, we've been waiting 20 years. We are the Pirates fans. Hey! The concerts and the bobbleheads and fireworks galore. They never brought a winner here, but they kept us wanting more. And now we finally the team that makes the city proud. We don't need family fuck night anymore to draw a crowd. I say la 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 la, we've shed many tears. La 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 la, and suffered many years. La 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 la, we sat in empty stands. Yes, we've been waiting 20 years. We are the Pirates fans. The Braves, they always finished first, while we were always last. And by the way, they were the team that started this whole crash. Who would have thought single from some hitter no one knew would have caused a losing streak since 1992. I said la 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 la, we've shed many tears. La 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 la, and suffered many years. La 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 la, we sat in empty stands. Yes, we've been waiting 20 years.
We are the Pirates fans,
and now we dance. The Penguins, they both overshadow us. We love them and support them, but they're still enough of us. The fans expect the playoffs as they raise their banners high, but they don't have a flag, so let the Jolly Roger fly. I say la 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 la, we've shed many tears. La 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 la, suffered many years. La 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 la, we sat in empty stands. Yes, we were waiting 20 years.
We are the Pirates fans.
I said la.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We're back on the Grassroots Show here tonight. This segment brought to you by our friends down at the Rainbow Inn, 323 2nd Street in Freeport. Yeah, Bucko Baseball's underway. That means you can stop on by for a refreshingly good time, a man can special. And if you see some dude sitting there in a Pirates hat, you know that's Utah. You can buy him one of those man cans.
Absolutely. And you better be down there April 11th, because I'm going to be back there to host an open mic. Ooh. As a thank you to them, because they are a huge reason why this show is on the air. They were there day number one. They're still with us here 6-7 years down the road. And so I want to say a little thank you. Open mic down there. Be there.
April 11th. I got to circle my calendar now. That's a Thursday night. Yep. And of course, when we started this show, you were hosting some open mics down there. So it's come full circle, deja vu all over again.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, so great. And it's all down in Freeport, and you can't miss it. You'll run right into it the moment you turn off the expressway and go into town, and there it is, the Rainbow. We thank them for their sponsorship of the show. We're excited to have Chip Dominick back with us, and for many years we called him Chip Demonic, but now he apparently found his softer side. But Chip is with us here and going to talk about a new collaboration he has. Chip, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me back.
Yeah, it's I don't know. This might be a new record for guests. Huh?
I think he's our longest, our most appeared guest, or however you want to phrase that. Yep, for sure.
Guys, keep having me back. Thank you so much for that. I haven't repelled you away yet, so that's good.
It's probably our most quoted guest as well. I think we refer to Chip and many things that you do in various ways because you're consummate professional.
Thank you.
We'd like to tie that into what we're doing here.
And we'll talk about why he's here, but we have a very special guest next to him, and it just happens to be Chip, your daughter.
Yep, yes, indeed.
Melina is here. Melina, welcome.
Thank you.
This is her first appearance, but you're a part of the record-setting evening here. We welcome you on board. Now, Chip, of course, many of you will recognize in the past the band Chip Demonic.
Yep.
We've had one of them, I think, when we first started putting songs into regular rotation. Some of your music was a key part of that, Grassy Nominees and more. So now you're finding yourself going full circle in your life, kind of like we've gone full circle with open mics at the Rainbow. Mm-hmm. You went from one time being just plain humble Chip Dominic to the entity that was, and now kind of full circle again, just a little bit of a change in style.
Yeah, absolutely. Chip and the Charge Ups is the exciting new project underway, and in a lot of ways it's a lot different than what I did in the past, but I think at least from early indications are that I've brought a lot of fans from my previous work into the new band, and hope to just instead of maybe just get back to where things were, but take things to a higher level and break some new ground musically.
Now, this is not the first time that we have heard a softer side of Chip. Mm-hmm. Londona, mm-hmm. You put together the duo a few years back, which was also a fantastic collaboration. So,
thank you.
Grassy nominee from that as well.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So we've found that you're well-diversed in your styles of mm-hmm. music. Was this something that you specifically decided to do to invite Melina to be a part of it, or how did that collaboration occur?
It was kind of an accident. I mean, I never thought of being in a band with my kid. I mean, we're two different generations, and I think, first and foremost, my role in Melina's life is as her father. So you don't think of, your role being father and band member. But it's kind of weird how things worked out. Melina's been playing bass for a number of years, and when I was putting Chip and the Charge Ups together, we were auditioning bass players, and, we had some bad luck. Bass players would just not show up for auditions, or bass players would show up, be unprepared, and the auditions would be very quick. And in all those instances, we'd be like, hey, Melina, you want to sit in on a couple songs? And then so she'd sit in on a couple songs. And then, this would happen week after week. And week after week, Melina would be building up her repertoire of songs. And it's like, then we got closer to our first gig. And it's like, wow, she's really stepped up her game and not only played bass extremely well, but sang extremely well. And it was just like, it was kind of like the chemistry started to happen, and, we did our first gig, and then it's like, this feels so perfect. We got to do this.
The search is over.
Yeah, the search is over. And it was under our roof the whole time.
That's awesome.
There's nothing more punk rock than being in a band with your kid, too. Right?
That's good stuff. Well, Melina, how did it feel for you? I mean, does this feel right for you?
Yeah, it was super cool because whenever I was younger, I would see my dad playing shows with Chip Demonic or with Londona or, just playing gigs. And I always wanted to be up on stage playing with him. And so when he was putting this whole new band together, I knew he had a drummer, and I knew he was, I think, auditioning guitar players and bassists, and he found a guitar player, and I'd always just be like, well, you know, I play bass. And he'd be like, well, yeah, but you're my daughter. You can't be in my band. But we see how that played out.
That's awesome.
There's nothing more punk rock than being in a band with your dad.
So have you been in a band before this? Had you played out?
I have been in programs. I was in for those About to Rock Academy when I was, from the time I think I was 11 to 14, and okay. Then 14 to 16 I played with School of Rock, and I've always just tried to set up little bands with my friends, and nothing really ever turned into anything successful.
Okay, but the apple never fell far from the tree, obviously, for the love in particular of music. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So when this thought to start this Chip in the Charge-Ups gig, mm-hmm. What did you have in mind? What was your intent when you went into this?
Well, it's kind of weird, and it ties into our album titles, which are Flow of the Current, Part 1, and Flow of the Current, Part 2. So basically in 2016, at the end of 2015, my parents had gotten elderly and ill, and they moved in with me, and I had to step down from and quit playing under the Chip Demonic moniker. And spend my time taking care of them. Mm-hmm. And as we got help in the home, you know, my refuge was going into the studio and recording a song. So over time, I'd go into the studio, record a song, go into the studio, record a song, go into the studio, record a song. And the songs were just flowing out of me at whatever was current at that point in time. And, you know, before I knew it, I had two albums worth of material. Wow. And then it was I had recorded both of those albums worth of material, and then life changed, and then it was like, okay, life is allowing me to put a band together again, and that's when I put Chip and the Charge-Ups together, and you know, named the albums Flow of the Current to kind of follow that path.
Now you're progressing to the second CD release.
Correct.
Coming up next week, as a matter of fact.
Yep, April 5th.
Okay, so it's been a very fast process for Chip and the Charge-Ups, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really has. I mean, we have played our debut show less than a year ago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, already we've played multiple music festivals. We've played, we've opened for a national act. We're going to be opening for another national act, Nita Strauss, on May 22nd. So, yeah, things have been progressing well and progressing quickly. So it's been great.
That's awesome. Well, you've had the material to bank on, too, and that helps.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
So the musical styles, obviously, it's coming out of you. But as far as the band putting it all together, what can the listener expect? What mm-hmm. are they going to see when they come to the CD release party?
What do they see and what do they hear? They're both kind of distinct things, you know. In terms of what they will hear, we draw a lot of influence from power pop and punk bands, ranging from the Ramones, the Pistols, Green Day, and so forth. And our newer stuff, now that we're working as a collaboration, as a four-piece, is kind of getting a little futuristic. We're trying to break some barriers sonically, and that's been pretty exciting. So we have some fun music. Of course, we do at least one mashup a show. We reimagine some cover songs, and we just try to make it a fun experience musically. But in terms of what they will see, I think anytime you talk about a Chip and the Charge-Ups headlining show, you have to talk about what you're going to see. Because we, you know, every show we try to bring more and more of a multi-sensory entertainment experience to the fans. So, okay. You know, we have our we think through so many details, from, you know, our stage attire, from our shoes up to our collars. And we have some new props that are coming on stage with us for the album release party. And it's going to be fiery, but safe fiery.
Love it. Love it. Well, let's give them a taste. You're going to play a song in the studio as two of the four members here in the studio for the Grassroots Show tonight. And we're going to do a little punk rock on acoustic guitar.
Yeah, both. That's both the genre and the song title.
All right. Let's hear it. It's Chip and the Charge Ups, at least Chip and Molina, tonight on The Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
1, 2, 3, 4. I like to rock a leather jacket with pistols pinned all across the chest. I get queasy when we hold hands in public and you're in a straw hat and a long floral maxi dress. Some people call you a little goody-two-shoes. They ask why you're with Mr. Insane. My perfect date involves a mosh pit and you would rather snuggle and watch Singing in the Rain. It just don't feel right like driving on the Brit side of the car. Well, it don't feel right like drinking Pepsi at a bar. Well, it don't feel right holding you in these tattooed arms. Well, it don't feel right like punk rock on acoustic guitar. Oi, 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 oi! I weigh more than half my weight in metal. You wear two earrings, a quarter inch around. You can't hear Adele's voice in your earbuds. My car speakers blast the eighth track of Bullock so loud. It just don't feel right like driving on the Brit side of the car. Well, it don't feel right like drinking Pepsi at a bar. Well, it don't feel right holding you in tattooed arms. Well, it don't feel right, don't feel right like punk rock on acoustic guitar. Oi, 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 oi. Oh, hey, what do you say? You're all I think of at the end of the day. Oh, hey, what do you say? We make a good couple anyway. Oh, hey, I decide we are more than a stereotype. Oh, hey, I decide we might be wrong, but could this feel right? Yes, this feels so right like driving on the left side of the car. Well, it feels so right like drinking whiskey at a bar. Well, it feels so right holding you in these tattooed arms. Well, it feels so right, feels so right, feels so right. It just feels so right like driving on the left side of the car. Well, it feels so right like drinking whiskey at a bar. Well, it feels so right holding you in these tattooed arms. Well, it feels so right, 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 feels so right like punk rock on acoustic guitar. Oi, 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 oi. Oi, 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 oi. Oi, 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 oi.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
And we're back here tonight on the Grassroots Show, the Rock Station 97.7, wrapping up the month of March together. And you know what that means? Spring is here. You're going to be grilling out. And the place you need to go to get all of those grilling items is Bros's Superette, the corner of South Main, Rockenstein Avenue. They're high on the hill, right on the price, and you can pop on up and get some great-tasting steaks, great hot sausage that is put in, you know, you can put it on the grill. They've got, you know, all kinds of different cuts of beef, chicken. You can do it all. You can even do some stuffed chicken breasts on the grill. And, of course, the sides that go with it, all the homemades, sides and salads, various cuts of beef sticks if you're having a get-together, if you're having a chip-in-the-charge-up CD listening party. They have it all for you. Right in the heart of Butler. We call it High in the Hill, right on the price. Bros is Superette. They're on the hill overlooking Butler. I encourage you to stop by.
Or if you're grilling tomorrow for the home opener down there. There you go. There
you go. You need this for your tailgate party. So, well, unfortunately, though, they're closed today and closed tomorrow. They'll probably be watching it, but Tuesday through Saturday, you got to just prepare a little ahead of time. That's all. Chip and the charge-ups. That's our topic of discussion here tonight. We are with Chip Dominick and his daughter, Melina. And we just heard punk rock on acoustic guitar in the studio. And then one of the CD cuts, Sunshine, Take Me Away. Was that from CD1, or is that from the new one?
That's from the new one.
Okay. So fresh, and this is some of the material you'll get to hear when you attend. Where are you having the CD release party?
It is at the Smiling Moose on Pittsburgh's South Side.
Okay, the Smiling Moose, very popular place. No doubt about it. You've frequented that location before.
Indeed, and you guys emceed the Decade of Demonic party.
Yeah,
we had an incident there, remember?
15.
somebody took a picture at an angle that you and I did not approve of.
Don't know who that could be.
Yeah, great stuff. That was a great night, a fun night.
Really, that was fun, yeah.
And no doubt that's a great facility to have a get-together. And, of course, do you have the official opportunity to get a copy of the CD? Do you have the songs up on the various sites?
Yeah, the CD will be for sale for the first time at the show, and also on April 5th, 12:01 a.m. that morning.
Okay.
They should be popping up on every digital music site across the planet.
Nice, nice. Now, I got to go back to the mashup that you mentioned,
mm-hmm.
because I think when we first really started to understand what Chip and the Charge-Ups was all about, you guys put together a real fun mashup, and you actually did a video for it, too.
We did, yeah.
Yeah. Tell us about that.
That was a lot of fun. You know, we did, it's called Good Riddance Fallen Angel, and it's a mashup of Green Day's Good Riddance Time of Your Life and Poison's Fallen Angel. And, you know, those songs kind of fit together sonically, but they also fit together lyrically, the way we put them together. And then with the video, we created aspects of both videos to tell a unified storyline. You know, if you watch the Good Riddance Time of Your Life video from Green Day, you're wondering, who the heck is Billy Joe Armstrong singing about? Who, you know, got to the fork in the road and had to make a decision? Who is this person? Well, that answers the question. Our video answers that question, you know. And the same thing with the Poison, you know.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the Poison video, there's a very quick dinner scene where a random brother said, you know, that you barely see, says, "Great dinner, Mom." And, you know, if you're like trying to figure out who it is, you're like, who is this? You know, that brother doesn't appear anywhere else in the video. But in our video, we made that Billy Joe Armstrong. So those are the type of things we tried to do with the video, to kind of like bring both stories together and tell more than each of the videos told on their own.
That was fantastic. It was a very well done video.
Thank you.
How did you guys put that video together? Did you work with a company, or was this just totally in-house?
Yeah, Marcus Morelli from C19 Films shot that, but he was so great to work with, because I had the whole thing visualized. And obviously, you know, you can't just say, let's mash up these videos. You have to be very specific. So I took probably screenshots, 80 pages worth of screenshots, and built this storyboard saying, okay, here's all the shots we have to cut to tell this story. And, you know, Marcus just nailed it in terms of camera angles and lighting and things like that. It was just – he was so great to work with on that because he – you know, it's one thing to have – a vision, but when you need someone else to help bring it to life, it can kind of fall flat. But yeah. Marcus was like, couldn't have brought the vision to life more perfectly than he did.
Just like you need to bring a song to life in a studio, right?
So exactly.
You need that tandem to work together.
Yep.
Now, Melina, was this your video debut per se?
Not really.
No.
Back in 2015, when he was still in Chip Demonic, I was in his music video for You Ain't Punk.
Okay, I'm going to have to go back and watch that.
Check that out.
Yeah. Because we know you did have some fun videos, too, surrounding the Chip Demonic band, too. So.
Yeah, she looked a little different then. She had braces, and I think she was only 13 at the time.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
And she was scowling. You know, your audience can't see right now, but she has this big, radiant smile. But in that video, she nailed the snarl.
Yeah,
that she needed that to.
It was pretty cold that day, so it wasn't that hard.
I remember hearing the story about how cold it was that day of the recording. So, well, tell us now, obviously, we're visiting with Chip Demonic and his daughter, Melina. They are two of the four members of Chip and the Charge Ups, and they are having their big CD release, number 2, next week. Who are the other members of the band?
We have Jeff DiPerna on drums and Chris Bowers on guitar.
Okay. So they'll be part of the show next week, obviously part of the music that we're hearing here tonight.
Indeed.
As well. So fantastic. Now, you were mentioning the stage attire that you have.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have kind of gone, is it a similar theme as far as the color scheme for the band?
Yeah. You know, we do like, you know, black drip button-down shirts, black skinny jeans, Chuck Taylors, and gold ties. So, okay. You know, our logo is black and gold. Our appearance is black and gold. We have a little bit of a surprise twist for the 5th, but our standard appearance is that black and gold. You know, we're just proud of our hometown, and
sure.
That's how we rock it.
Well, it looks great.
Thank you.
Speaking of black and gold, just on Friday night, you were a part of something, were you not?
Friday night. What was that? Oh, yeah. How can I forget so quickly? The Penguins are one of our clients, and they had licensed our song, The Old 2-9er, to play on their post-game shows. And as part of the compensation package, they threw us some tickets, and we got to go to the game on Friday night.
Oh, sweet stuff. So, well, and of course, your other band made appearances with the Pirates, right, on the Friday nights.
We did. And yeah. We did sign a deal again with them this season, and I hope to see some Chip and the Charge Ups music played under some video montages on Friday night Pirates games.
Oh, awesome. Well, that's cool. Things are happening quick, no doubt.
Yeah, I mean, we're working hard to make as many connections as we can, and, you know, as long as the reception is good, you know, we're going to keep knocking on doors.
That's fantastic. Again, if you want to pick up a copy of the CD, the Smiling Moose is the place to be. It's going to be a great night for all the fun on April the 5th.
Yes, indeed.
And what time does everything get underway that night?
Doors open at 6, and we have Tupelo and Noah, a fantastic acoustic duo, starting the music at 6:30. Right after them, a really cool alt-rock band called Pleading the 5th, and then we will start rocking out near the 8 o'clock hour that night.
Great. That's fantastic. We heard Sunshine Take Me Away. I don't think I asked you to give us a little background of that song. Mm-hmm. Could you kind of go back to that?
Yeah. Out of all of the songs on both albums, that one is a little bit different in terms of how it came to life. Friend of mine, Sean McDonald, owns Red Medicine Recording Studios, and he has produced a lot of well-known bands from the region, such as the Clarks, Gene the Werewolf, the Hawkeyes, and so forth. And we had talked about working together for a number of career. So the opportunity came up, and we decided to record a song together. And you know, he brought his production expertise, and we actually co-wrote that song together.
Oh,
so that's, you know, that's how that song came to be. We went through many, many revisions to try to get the feel we were looking for, and when it hit version 7, we're like, I think we nailed it.
Oh, great sounding stuff. Again, Chip and the Charge Ups with us here tonight. We're going to do another acoustic track, and then you're going to do a pre-recorded track. And the last song you're going to hear tonight from Chip and the Charge Ups, Friday Night Rocks. Is this tying into some of the Friday night sporting events or what?
Indeed. We did try to get that to be the you know, the theme song of the Pirates Friday night broadcast. Alas, that hasn't happened, at least not yet. But, you know, that was inspired. You know, we're big sports fans, baseball fans, so that was inspired by Bucco Baseball.
Awesome. And you're going to do a song here acoustically, the two of you, called By the Tracks. Tell us about that.
It's a song that I really, really like a lot lyrically. What makes this song kind of special to me is that I tie it to a place that I wrote it. You know, a lot of the songs I write at home. There's some that I've just gone out into nature and written songs, and those songs always have a special place in my heart because I can remember where I wrote them. And you know, I just took my guitar down to the river by the Sewickley Bridge, just a blank notebook and a pen, and sat down on the dock and said, what am I going to write about? And just about that time, a train started going by on the tracks. And it just made me feel like, yeah, you know, all these thoughts kind of bubbled in my head. Like, yeah, what if, you know, you took a girl on a first date and you had no money and you went just walked down by the train tracks and then, you know, spray painted your names on the walls. And then, you know, that became like where your relationship started, but then things faded, but that moment always was special to you, and you always went back to that point when you needed to rekindle love that time was testing.
Awesome.
So that's fun.
Well, let's listen to the story. It's By the Tracks. Chip and Melina, thanks for coming in tonight. Best of luck with the future of Chip and the Charge Ups.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having us. Thanks for having me back. Absolutely. Over and over and over again. And
thank you.
Next up will be Melina's turn to come back over and over. Keep up the great work, guys.
Thank you. Here it is,
Chip and the Charge Ups. Don't miss their fun, Smiling Moose, on April 5th. You'll get to hear this.
I had empty pockets, you an empty purse. No dinner, no movie, not what I'd rehearse. Just trails to walk and a wide open day. Hand squeezing hand, we watched the trains roll by. Talking about our past and our dreams for life. Not noticing sunlight slipping away. We spray painted our names on the wall. You added a plus sign to finish it off. It was a random moment, but it started our history. Down by the tracks is where we fell in love. I wanna take you back and fall in love again by the tracks. I thought the trains had made me shake inside, but I still rocked after we said goodnight. You stowed away right inside of my heart. The laughs and memories, they would come in waves, like the locomotives passing on that day. A real life dream with the thunderous star. Now when we cross the bridge, we see our love expressed in graffiti. I'd love to relive that moment over and over again. Down by the tracks is where we fell in love. I wanna take you back
fall in love again by the track. I pockets and purses have since become full, but jobs and worries have all had their pull. We only dream when we turn out the light. The memories get much harder to recall. They race further and shrink from big to small, like a caboose as it drifts out of sight. Years of rain have eroded the paint. Our names are there, but the plus sign ain't. But I still love you, and I'm ready to put it back down by the tracks is where we fell in love. I wanna take you back and fall.
Party! Rosie Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town, whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken. And Rosie's is the king of ham loaf in Butler. Make sure you try their kibasi or smoked meats, and I guarantee you'll be back for more. And pick up some of their delicious prepared foods. Rosie Superette, open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 4, at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. High on the hill and right on the price is Rosie's Superette.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
It's a Surf Rock Summit coming to Moondogs in Blahnox Friday, April 5th, in remembrance of the late Dick Dale. The Turbo Sonics will deliver Surf at Maximum Impact. The Killifish are the new surf kids in town. And the Maverick Hodads bringing their Animal House style of mayhem to Moondogs with an 8 o'clock showtime and $5 cover. TJ Klesavage and friends present Band Geeks for Autism Speaks, Saturday, April 6th, at the Markle Volunteer Fire Department, Joyce Street in Apollo. It runs from 5 to 11 p.m. Tickets are $15 each, or two for $25, and your spaghetti dinner is included. It's a BYOB event with entertainment from Heidi and the Hellcats, John Vento, and King Lou Hawk. Special guest MC is comedian Sean Blackham. Call or text for information 724-681-7107. Friday, April 5th, Chip and the Charge-Ups having their album release party at the Smiling Moose in Pittsburgh. Also Friday, April 19th, mark your calendar for the 4th annual Country Sounds for Soldiers at the Lamp Theater in Irwin. This is featuring performances by Frank Gill Jr., Frank Vieira, Antolina D'Amico, Caitlin Rose, Stoney Richards, Rachel Lee, Marty Zundel, and Don Savage. And on the Shady Lady concert calendar, the first stop on the Rock Down Right Tour for 2019 hits the Vagabonds Hall in Lindora, Saturday, April 6th. It's Ales for Athletes, presented by Ryan's Run, a special benefit for Butler County Special Olympics. You'll find craft breweries serving up the best brews in Butler County. There will also be an all-you-can-eat dinner, raffles, auctions, a 50-50, and of course, live music presented by Shady Lady featuring the Noble Hops Band and Darren and Craig. Get your tickets today online through ShowClicks or any of the participating breweries. Speaking of breweries, Saturday, April 13th, you can catch the Noble Hops Band at Recon Brewing. On Friday, April 26th, it's Utah from the Noble Hops Band at Cummings West with a solo acoustic show. And Saturday, May 4th, will be the second stop on the Rock Done Right Tour as it hits Main Street in Butler for the Butler County Recovery and Resources Block Party. This will be an event that showcases resources available throughout Butler County for drug, alcohol, and mental health services. Food and craft vendors will be on hand. There will be a special kids zone and, of course, live music presented by Shady Lady Productions.
When was the last time your job let you dream big, gave you a sense of achievement, made you truly happy? Now imagine providing for your family like you never thought you could. Imagine traveling to places you never dreamed you would. Imagine helping others while helping yourself. As a Woodman Life representative, you can earn great money and exceptional benefits like group health insurance and a 401k plan for those who qualify. Top performers can also win cash bonuses and exciting incentive trips. Plus, with Woodman Life, you'll have the freedom to be your own boss while being a leader in your community.
If you're looking for a career where you can be your own boss and determine your own income, we can help. Hi, I'm Tony Angerette, your local Woodman Life recruiting sales manager. Call me to find out more at 724-431-1932.
Insurance protection, financial security. Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Thanks to Chip and the Charge-Ups coming into the studio tonight to visit with us here on Grassroots, The Rock Station, 97.7. And thanks to you for listening. Don't forget our show streams, 977rocks.com, and is archived on demand for future playback. Of course, we have this thing called the Band Jam coming up in July at Cooper's Lake Campground, the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. And so far, we have revealed, I think, the numbers up to 13 of the acts that will be showing up that weekend to play for you. And you should be showing up to support them and come out and have a general good time. You know, we talked about Ales for Athletes and what a fun time that is. Well, here's an entire weekend of fun that will also feature the Butler Area Society of Homebrewers out at Coopers Lake Campground.
Yeah, absolutely. Always a great time. Family-friendly event. Kids 17 and under are free. It's only $20 to get in for the weekend. Come and go as you want. Camping is separate through Coopers Lake Campground. Of course, we have to thank our sponsors, Woodman Life. They are a presenting sponsor this year, and they've got a lot going on. You've probably seen their billboards all over the place, heard their radio spots on 97.7, but also a McDonald's, Aqua Solutions, Cummings Candy and Coffee, Ram Automotive, Mark Regis Jr., State Farm, and Bowman's Auto Repair.
And, of course, Shady Lady Productions and Lamette Productions and Coopers Lake Campground all joining together to put together a great weekend. Reservations are open if you would like to stay this year out at Coopers Lake. They have plenty of room for you. They have primitive hookups. They have electric hookups. Don't let them run out on you, though, if you do have something that you want. If you want to bring your, you know, your fifth wheel or whatever in and want full hookups, I would get to them as soon as possible so that you don't run out of that, because those are the only things that are limited out there. There's a lot of space wherever you want to go out at Coopers Lake. But that is a side purchase from your tickets if you want to stay out there. And that is through Coopers Lake Campground. But we do have a link to that from our website, thebandjam.com. Check it out, and it gives you all the details. There'll be vendors out there. Bash is going to have the tent set up as well Saturday night for a couple of hours. So you'll get to sample a lot of brews, and we'll see what maybe Utah has out there. You never know what's going to be left after Ales for Athletes.
Holy hell.
So encourage you to check it out. It's a fun weekend. It celebrates everything that is local as far as music goes with this particular show. And it is a great weekend. I promise you that. July 12th and 13th, Coopers Lake Campground for the Band Jam. We're going to wrap up the show tonight with a band out of the Pittsburgh area. I guess they're featuring a group of friends that were from the Irwin area and just decided to get together, collaborate, and they began this about 4 years ago, 2015. They're known as the Whelming Waters, and we've got a really neat song. This is some fun stuff called the Whiskey Song.
All right, and I say we take the show out with Justin Cook and his song called Home.
And we'll see you again next week right here Sunday night at 7. It's the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
Rock Station Nation. Unite at 97.7 WLER FM Butler Cranberry.
Too desperately, but so far has not been fun. I should just stay home. If one thing really means one, this club will hopefully be closed in 3 weeks. That would be cool with me. Well, I'm still imagining a dark lit place or your place.
Seven. Station, 97.7.
New York.
Rock Station. 97.7. First with local music. Don't miss the Grassroots Show. Sunday nights at 7. On The Rock Station. 97.7.
The 54th Annual Butler County Sports Hall of Fame Induction Banquet is coming up Saturday, April 13th at the Butler Days Inn. This year, the Hall of Fame will induct 10 individuals along with a former WPIAL championship team. The inductees this year include former Knock football coach Mike King, Dan Cottespot, Carla Wetzel-Petrini, Chase Rao, Lanille Mitchell, Rob Voltz, Troy Money, Dick Swartzlander, and the late Bob Kowalski. Being honored with a Lifetime Achievement Award is longtime Butler High School coach Lou Liparullo and the 1991 Butler boys basketball team led by head coach Mark Jula, who were the last Butler basketball team to win a Whipple championship. Tickets are $40 pre-sale, available at Moses Jewelers, Parker Appliance, Snack and Pack, Saxonburg Drug, and at the Butler Radio Network on Pillow Street. Tickets will be $45 at the door the night of the event. That's the 54th Annual Butler County Sports Hall of Fame Induction Banquet, Saturday, April 13th at the Butler Days Inn, Route 8 South.
Warning, the music you are about to hear contains high levels of the following.
Rock and roll, baby! Requesting permission to...
The Rock Station, 97.7.